我心里面的确是非常的喜乐。
I myself am truly overwhelmed by joy.
好久没有看到大家，今天来看见你们这一副这个喜乐的脸孔。
I haven't seen you for quite a while. Now I see you with smile on your face.
想要不喜乐都不行。
It's hard for me not to have a joyful heart.
尤其是刚才看见四个小朋友在唱诗。
Especially when I saw the four children, they were singing.
他们的动作、他们的声音还有歌的歌词都是让我满心感谢主的。
When I see their hand motion and the lyrics and the way they sing and truly bring a joy in my heart, I would like to give thanks to our God.
我到中国去在教会培训的时候
When I was in China and helping out the churches there,
常常因为我是去农村，常常那些姐妹啊没有办法把孩子交给别人看，总是聚会的时候带着孩子来。
For I always go to the place where the remote countryside, and for the Christians there, they are not able to have a good childcare, and therefore they will bring their children with the adult worship.
那么小孩子就在聚会的地方跑来跑去，在那边玩。
And little children were start to running around while people were having worship together.
那个妈妈就觉得不好意思，就起来把他们孩子抓着就往外面带。
And several mothers feel embarrassed because they feel they were disturbing the worship, and therefore the mothers were try to ask the children to get outside of the house and try to bring them outside.
我说不要让小孩子留在这里，因为曾经主耶稣也是说让小孩子到我这里来，不要阻止他们。
And I told them you don't need to bring the children outside, for our Lord Jesus said to others, don't stop children to coming to me.
那么很奇妙，小孩子听到我这句话，那他妈妈就说，你看老爷爷说不让你回去，你要乖乖待在这儿哦。
Miraculously, after I said this, the children will look at their mother, and the mother warned them, say, this grandpa asked you to behave good, and therefore stay, and don't make a noise here.
他们就乖乖的很安静在那边，就不再吵，不再跑来跑去。
And all of a sudden, they become very silent, and they sit down quietly.
小孩子是蒙主所爱的。
Children are loved by our Lord.
主说我们都要回转向小孩子。
And our Lord said to us, say that we should turn back to be childlike.
好，今天我很高兴跟大家分享这个大使命这个主题。
Today I'm very happy to share with you a topic regarding to the Great Commission.
我们先来读这段圣经。
Why don't we first read a passage?
马太福音二十八章。
That is from the book of Matthew, chapter 28.
我们从十六节读到二十节，我们大家同声读，你可以读英文或者读中文。
We will read from verse 16 to verse 20. You can read in Chinese or English.
好，我们一起来，预备起。
And we all read together.
十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就跪拜他。然而还有人疑惑，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。这就是这段圣经就是告诉我们说我们所说的大使命。
And this passage is the Great Commission.
啊，为什么我们要把它说成是一个大的使命呢？
Is there any reason why we quote this particular passage and we name it as the Great Commission?
啊，因为这个使命是天下人间所万有的至高权威者所颁布的。
Because this Great Commission is given and instructed by the head above all.
啊，就是因为我们的主耶稣基督经过十字架死而复活以后，啊，所颁布的这个使命。
Given by the one, Jesus Christ, who died and resurrected through the cross, and he gave this Great Commission to us.
主耶稣在颁布这个使命之前，他也对，在他前面的这些门徒说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Before he gave the Great Commission, Jesus told the disciple that all the authority from heaven to earth has been given to him.
他先把他这个权威的身份表明出来。
He first presented the authority that he's holding.
那么啊，我们都知道这个越权柄越高的人，他所颁布的这个命令是越带着能力的。
As we know, the higher authority one holds, the greater power it will give through his command.
在座如果有从台湾来的，我们都知道在台湾当兵的时候啊，都知道有这个不同阶级的军官。
If you come from Taiwan, you will understand that while you do your military service in Taiwan, there are different ranks of military officers.
这个官阶越高的，他的讲出来的话，他讲出颁布的命令的权威是越大的。
The higher the rank one holds, the higher the authority that person can give.
那么这个大使命是天上地下所有的权柄都归给耶稣基督，由他来颁发的。
And we understand the one who gives the instruction and the commission is the one that have authority from heaven to the earth. He is the head above all.
所以这个使命是至大的一个使命。
And therefore, this mission is the Great Commission.
那么第二点，这个大使命是爱主的门徒必须要遵行的。
The second point, the second meaning of the Great Commission is that Great Commission is a must do for the disciples who love the Lord.
在约翰福音十四章二十一节这样说，有了我的命令又遵行的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也爱他，并且要向他显现。
Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. John 14:21.
这是主亲自说的一段话。
And this command was given by our Lord Jesus himself.
啊，他说，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
Jesus said, whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me.
我们怎么知道我们自己爱不爱主呢？
How do we know that whether we love our Lord or not?
我们在教会常常说，哎，这个弟兄很爱主，那个姊妹很爱主。
Oftentimes we say to one another in the church, say this brother who loves the Lord and that sister loves the Lord.
啊，因为这个弟兄常常帮我忙啊，我需要有人开车子去买菜，他就来帮我开车带我去买菜。
Perhaps this brother who loves to help others, if I need to go shopping, this brother will give me a ride to the shopping center.
所以我认为他很有爱心。
And therefore, I think this brother has a lot of love in his heart.
另外，这个姊妹啊，她 我家里面有什么事情，他都跑得最快来帮我忙。
And this sister always cares about my family issue. Whenever I'm in trouble, she always shows up on my door front.
我太太今天不舒服，没人看小孩了，她就知道了，马上就跑来帮我看小孩。
If my wife is sick and unable to take care of my children, and this sister will show up and.In our house and take care of our children.
所以我认为他很有爱心。
And therefore, I consider this sister is very, have a lot of love.
当然这都是好的事情，都是也是有爱心，也是一种爱心。
Of course, all of those are commendable and they do act out full of love, indeed.
但是主耶稣在这句话里面告诉我们，凡有他命令就遵行的，这人是爱他的。
However, let us focus what our Lord said, that he says, whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me.
所以我们知道，我们有了大使命，又去遵行，我们就知道，我们就是做一个爱主的人。
And therefore, if we do receive this great commission, and we do obey and follow the instruction, then we are the one who love our Lord.
那么主在这句话，这段圣经的后面还告诉我们说，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也爱他，并且要向他显现，这是多么大的一个福气。
And Jesus continued on and said, He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. Consider this, what a great promise and blessing from our Lord.
所以遵行主的命令是不会有损失的。
And therefore, when you obey God's command, you won't lose anything.
第三点，大使命是要有行动去才能实践的。
There must be an action that corresponds to the Great Commission, which is go. We must go.
这里主耶稣说，你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Jesus said, you must go to make disciples of all nations.
他说，他讲了上面这一段话，然后他说，所以你们要去。
And after Jesus said all this thing, then he continued on saying, therefore, you must go.
所以这个去是很重要的。
And therefore, go is a very important action.
如果我们不去，我们是没有办法把主的使命实践出来的。
And therefore, if we don't go, we are not able to fulfill this great commission.
不过这个去不一定是你要跑到中国去，跑到非洲去。
However, this go doesn't mean you need to go to Asia or Africa.
你的邻居，
Physically.
你的邻居如果没有信主，你可以过去向他传福音。
If your neighbor who is an unbeliever, you can go to their house, his house, to bring them to Christ.
你的父母或者你的儿女还没有信主，你去向他传福音，这也是去。
If your parents or even your children they haven't accepted the Lord, you go to their house. It's one way of going.
那么如果像你们也有这个短宣队，对不对
？Or perhaps you do have a short-term mission team from the church.
你们为短宣队祷告，你们。祷告去了。
When you pray for the short-term mission team, your heart, your prayer going with the team.
或者是你用金钱资助他们去短宣是需要花钱的，要坐飞机坐车子的。
Or perhaps you financially support the mission team because mission team, they do need a financial support in order to have different rights.
而且这个去也是一个蒙福的。
And of course, when you go physically, it is a blessing.
我们在创世纪那边看到亚伯拉罕。
And there's a story in the book of Genesis. We see the story of Abraham.
上帝吩咐，耶和华吩咐他去，他就去了。
And the Lord asked Abraham to leave, and he left.
啊，他就离开本族本地本家，就到耶和华吩咐他要去的地方。
So Abraham left his country, his people, his father's household to the place God has asked him to go.
那么去是要离开你本来所在的这个地方的。
What does it mean go? Go means you have to leave where you were originally staying.
亚伯拉罕当初他所住的那个地方，据圣经考古学家说。
According to archaeology, about the place where Abraham used to live,
是一个很富裕的地方。
It's a very rich place.
文明
was a very rich place.
文明很先进的。
Well, they do hold advanced culture.
那么亚伯拉罕在那边是一个大户人家。
And Abraham and his father's household considered as a wealthy and rich house.
他一定 household.他是过着一个很富裕很舒适的生活的。
He was living in a very comfortable life.
而且因为他是一个有名望又是一个族长，所以他很多人尊敬他的。
For he was holding a high position in the community and therefore he was highly respected by others.
所以他有很好的人际关系的。
And therefore he holds he holds a good friendship and was well known in the community.
那么有一天神的使者来告诉他，你要去到我所指示你的地方去。
And one day God's messenger came to him say, you have to leave where you are staying. You have to leave to a place where I instruct you to go.
他一点都不犹豫，他就去了。
He didn't hesitate and he left.
所以神就祝福他。
And therefore God blessed him.
神说万国都要因他得福。
And God said all nations will blessed by you.
所以他一点都不犹豫，神告诉他去，他就立即去。
For he didn't hesitate. When God asked him to go, he went.
他是一个非常敬畏神遵行神旨意的人。
He is the one who fears the Lord and obeys God's command.
那么第四点，大使命是使别人，使万民要成为主的门徒的一个使命。
The fourth point, the Great Commission is a mission of disciple making for all nations.
我们刚才说我们刚才读过的那段圣经说，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
The passage we just read, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
使万民做主的门徒。
Make disciples of all nations.
这是这个大使命的中心。
And this is the essence of Great Commission.
我们做了主的门徒，不是就坐在那边享福而已。
And once we become the disciple of our Lord, we are not just sitting here and enjoy all the blessing from Him.
门徒有一个很重要的工作或者是义务。
And there is a great function and obligation of a disciple.
就是要让别人也来成为主的门徒。
That is also making others become the disciple of our Lord.
主在招门徒的时候，主在招最初的两个门徒的时候，对他们怎么说的？
Do you remember the very firstTwo disciples, Jesus called, and he said to these two,
他说我要使你们得人如得鱼。
He said, I'm going to make you fishers of men.
我们主耶稣招了我们来，要我们再去得人。
And Jesus asked us and called us to come before him and also asked us to make others become his disciples.
我们中文翻译说得人如得鱼，翻译的不大准确。
And actually in Chinese translation of fisher of men, it wasn't a quite good translation.
像刚才George 读的那个英文就比较准确了。
For this, the English translation has, can translate a more precise meaning.
他说要我们成为得人的渔夫。
That we must become a fisher and making others and capture others.
所以主得到我们之后要我们再去得到别的人。
So when we were caught by our Lord, and God is asking us, then we should start to catch others.
那么成为主的门徒啊，是最重要的一个关键在哪里？
And then what is the most important part of becoming a disciple of our Lord?
啊。主在世界上33年多，但是他从30岁以后才开始招门徒。
Jesus lived on this earth 33 and a half years, and only after age 30 he started to call disciples.
主在世这出来工作这三年多的时间，他主要是做两件事。
During the 3 years of his work,He mainly did two things.
一件就是宣传天国的福音。
One is proclaiming the good news of heavenly kingdom.
另外一个重要的事就是训练门徒。
And another thing he did is to train his disciples.
所以教会里面这个门徒训练是一个很重要的一个事工。
And therefore, the discipleship training in the church is a very important ministry.
主耶稣他训练门徒是怎么训练的呢？
And how did Jesus train his disciples?
他就是带着这些门徒去传福音，去周流各地。
That he traveled around the countryside and brought his disciples to go along with him.
看主耶稣显神迹医治病人。
He make his disciples observe how he heal others, how he perform miracles.
像主把五饼二鱼掰开喂饱了五千个男人那件事情。
As just like the miracle where he performed the five loaves and two fish, how he could feed 5,000.
他就使叫几个门徒来参与这个工作。
He asked his disciple to be part of the ministry.
所以主耶稣讲道的时候，那些门徒也在那边听。
While Jesus was preaching, all his disciples were listening.
但是主耶稣没有说你们要会行神迹，会讲道才是我的门徒。
However, Jesus never said to them that you must be able to preach and able to perform miracles, then you will be qualified to be my disciples.
他在约翰福音13章那里这样说，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Rather, Jesus say, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. John chapter 13.
所以主耶稣没有说你要会行神迹，你要会讲道才是我的门徒。
And therefore, Jesus never set the qualification, say, you must be able to preach and you must be able to perform miracle in order to become my disciple.
他说，你们要有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。
Rather, Jesus say, by this, all men will know that you are my disciple if you love one another.
所以彼此相爱是门徒的一个标记。
And therefore, loving one another is the mark of the disciple.
那么我在中国讲这段圣经的时候，有一个学生他对我说，
As I was teaching regarding to this particular passage in China, one of the students asked me,
他说，张老师，我在学校我的老师也要叫我们同学要彼此相爱。
And he say, teacher Zhang, This was also taught in my school. My teacher taught us that we need to love one another, between students.
那么那些学生彼此相爱，是不是也是耶稣的门徒呢
？And then, if the students love one another, does it mean that they are also the disciple of Christ?
那位弟兄在摇头。
And I see someone shaking his head.
请你说一下，为什么他们彼此相爱？不是耶稣的门徒。
Why don't you share with us why do we, why don't you think when they love one another they are not considered as the disciple of Christ?
一时想不起来。
Perhaps it's hard. You're caught in the moment.
我们都知道那些学生彼此相爱不能算是主的门徒。
As we all know, when they love one another, it's not considered, they are not considered as a disciple of Christ.
在60年代，是不是我记得不大清楚，那个嬉皮盛行的时候。
Perhaps during '60s, where hippie was considered as the trend.
他们也讲彼此相爱。
They also talking about love.
他们说只要我们爱就行了，其他事都不要管。
They talk about love can solve everything.
耶稣所讲这段话里面有一句是非常重要的。
If we focus in this passage, we will understand there are several words in this passage is very important.
主说，我怎样爱你们。你们也要怎样相爱。
Jesus said, as I have loved you, so you must love one another.
我们是以主耶稣的爱来彼此相爱，这样才是主的门徒。
When we love one another, we base upon the foundation of Christ's love, then we will be considered as the disciple of our Lord.
所以当我们使别人成为主耶稣的门徒的时候
As we make disciples of others,
我们先要让他们认识主的爱接受主的爱
We must let them to understand and know Lord's love first and ask them to make sure they accept the love from Christ first
他们有了主的爱接受了主的爱然后在基督的爱里面来彼此相爱
Once they accept the love of Christ and possess the love of Christ and then when they love one another
这样才是主所承认的这里主所提出来的那样的门徒
And they will be considered the disciple of Christ That's the love that we should have
所以我很喜欢你们这个教会的名字。
And therefore, I love the name of your church.
主爱之家。
It's the love of Christ.
这是非常好的一个名字名称。
This is such a good name.
好。第五点，大使命是带着至大祝福的使命。
The fifth point for the meaning of Great Commission. The Great Commission is a mission with great blessing.
主在大使命的末了他说凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了
At the end of Great Commission Jesus said If you follow what obey what I instruct you and surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age
我就与你们同在直到世界的末了
And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age
主的同在对基督徒来讲是最宝贵的一个福气
The presence of the Lord is the greatest blessing to Christians
我们都知道大卫是很爱神的人
We know King Davidas a person who loved the Lord dearly.
他在诗篇23篇的最后怎么说?
At the end of Psalm 23, he said,
我且要住在耶和华的殿中。
I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
为什么要住在耶和华的殿里面?
Why dwell in the house of the Lord?
耶和华的殿有冷气，夏天 很凉快，有暖气，冬天 很暖和。
Is it air conditioned? It's cool in the summer and warm in the winter time?
我告诉你，圣殿不会比皇宫住起来舒服。
Tell you the truth, the holy temple won't be any better than the king's palace.
大卫他是皇，是国王，是住在皇宫里面的。
King David lived in his palace.
但是他说他且住在耶和华的殿里直到永远。
And yet he has a desire. He said, I'd rather dwell in the house of the Lord until forever.
因为在耶和华的殿中就有主神的同在。
Because once we are in the house of the Lord, we will have the presence of the Lord.
有了神的同在，他一生一世就有恩惠慈爱随着他。
When there is the presence of the Lord, the blessing will follow forever and ever.
那么主的同在是基督徒的一个最大的福气。
We hunger and consider the presence of the Lord is the greatest blessing.
那以后有机会我们再这个主题好好的分享。
Perhaps in the future we will dwell and meditate upon this particular topic.
今天因为我还要分享我的短宣，等一下还有圣餐，所以我不能用太多的时间。
For later on, we are going to have a sharing regarding to my mission trip, and also we are going to hold Lord's table. So I won't focus too much regarding to Lord's dwelling at this time.
那么圣经说你们要去，所以我就去了。
And because this is instructed by our Lord, say we must go, and therefore I went.
我去哪里呢？去中国。
So where did I go? I went to China.
为什么去中国呢？
Why I went to China?
因为保罗在罗马书第九章开始说了一句话。
For Paul mentioned in the very beginning of chapter 9, he said,
他在第八章的末了，他说什么能够使我与基督的爱分离呢？
At the end of chapter 8 in book of Roman, Paul said, is there anything can separate Christ's love from me?
他说这个那个这个那个都不能。
And he said this and that and this and that, and none of them can separate the love of Jesus from him.
但是到了第九章，他说我为了我骨肉之亲，连与基督的爱分隔我都宁愿。
And however, when he goes to chapter 9 of book of Roman, Paul turned around and say, for my own flesh and blood, I'd rather separate from my Lord.
骨肉之亲就是他本族本家的人。
What's considered flesh and blood? That is his own race, his own household.
他认为把神的救恩向他本族本家的人去传扬是那么的重要，那么的切肤之痛啊！我们说。
And for he treats preaching the good news of salvation to his own flesh and blood, it's so important as his own body.
就是说他没有办法看着他的同胞不接受神的爱而走到灭亡的道路上。
For he couldn't stand to see his own race, his own flesh and blood fall.
那么我的骨肉之亲就是中国，那么中国有13亿多的人。
For my own flesh and blood, they live in China. And in China, there are 1.3 billion people.
而且有60年这么长的时间被无神论的政权压制。
For 60 years, they were ruled by the Communist Party, which considered the entire society should be an atheist society.
他们是无神的。
They don't believe there is God.
他们说他们的宪法是宗教自由，但是 他们做出来是没有宗教自由的。
Even though it was put in their constitution, they do have the freedom of religion. However, in their practice, there is no religious freedom in that land.
好，所以呢，我每年我都去中国向我的同胞去传扬主的福音、主的爱。
Therefore, every year I will go to China to preach the gospel to my own flesh and blood about the love of our Lord.
好，我只能够很扼要的分享一下。
So I will share about my trip briefly.
我去过的地方是上海、杭州、永修、阜阳跟新乡。
So I went to Shanghai, Hangzhou, Yongxiu, Fuyang, and Xinxian.
因为永修、阜阳、新乡这是小地方，我把那个省份不打出来的话，你都不根本不知道在哪里。
For some of the places I went is considered a small countryside, and therefore I must list them with the name of the province.
好，那么我去这些地方做了些什么事呢？
So what did I go there? What did I do there?
我很扼要的讲，我是传福音，讲授三福。三福是一种传福音的方法。
So what I did is I preached the gospel, and then I will instruct Christians how to equip themselves to be able to preach gospels to others.
然后我就讲解这个解经的原则。
And I also instruct them the basic Bible study methodology.
那个在中国的我去的都是那个家庭教会，不是官方的三字教会。
So all the churches I visit are underground churches. They are not three self churches officially recognized by the government.
他们的带领的弟兄姐妹圣经熟得不得了，有很多都会背。
Those underground church leaders, they really are good in Bible. Most of them could memorize many Bible passages.
他们祷告也是一祷告二十分钟不停的。
They pray fervently and usually they couldn't stop if less than 20 minutes.
而且真的能够把你带领到圣灵的同在里面，你会感动的流眼泪。
And each time when they pray, they can really carry people around them to the presence of the Holy Spirit and move you.
但是解圣经，他们就有麻烦了。
And however, they are weak regarding to try to explain the Bible.
因为他们很少这个解经的参考资料，所以他们解起经来个人解个人的。
Because they have very limited Bible commentary and study materials, and therefore oftentimes they would explain the Bible according to their own personal understanding.
所以解经的原则他们是非常迫切的需要。
And therefore they are very limited regarding to expository Bible study, and they truly need someone to help them to understand how to understand the Bible.
然后第四个工作，我就是我在那边有好几个主日，我讲到的时候就讲主再来的信息。
And for I was there for several Sundays, and therefore I shared the message of the coming of the Lord in China.
因为在中国，其实整个世界都一样，很多主再来的预兆已经出现了。
And actually, we have seen many things happening around the world, as we know that the Lord is coming soon indeed.
所以我提醒那些家庭教会要准备好警醒，等待主再来。
And therefore, I remind those underground church leaders and Christians that they need to be alert and hastily wait for the coming of the Lord.
然后呢，我要分享我在中国大陆所遇到的奇事。
And then I would like to share of several miracles I have experienced in China.
第一点就是共产党的很高级的官员，浙江省主席的秘书信了耶稣。
And I would like to share with you a very high-ranking Communist Party member that's considered the secretary of the state of a province. He accepted the Lord.
在美国，觉得没有什么稀罕，这个政府官员甚至总统都是基督徒，这是很常见的事。
Perhaps it is no big deal in America that we do have high official, even president, who is a Christian.
但是在中国，这些官员他们都是共产主义的很坚贞的分子。
And however, when it comes to Communist Party, they have to hold their belief firmly.
他们能够把他们这个牢固改不了的无神论进化论的头脑把它转过来接受神的创造论还有耶稣基督的救恩是一件奇迹。
If someone can uproot what they have been taught for decades, regarding to, evolution and turn around, accept the fact of creation and also believe there is a divine being, this is a miracle.
我刚才说这个浙江省主席的秘书他怎么信主的呢？
And how did this secretary of the state of this particular province, how did he accept the Lord?
他能够做到省主席的秘书，那一定是有很高的学历，有很坚贞的党性才能够做。
As you can imagine, for a person to become the secretary of the state of the province, he must receive high education and must be a veryloyal Communist Party member.
他是有一次看到远志明，大家都知道这个人嘛啊，远志明看到他的见证。
For once, he read a testimony of 远志明, who is China student movement leader. He went to China, he went to U.S. and become a pastor here. He became a pastor.
因为以前在北京的人民大学，这个秘书是远志明的学生。
For this particular person, the secretary of the state of the province, he happened to be the student of Pastor 远志明。
啊，所以我们的见证是能够把人带来归给主的。
He happened to be the student of the university that Pastor 袁志明 taught. And therefore, whatever the testimony we bear can become, can pave a way for them to accept the Lord.
然后第二件事就是有一个教会，我三年前去过，我去年因为我这个脖子开刀没有去，我今年再去，他人数增加了一倍。
For a church I didn't visit for 3 years in the past due to there's a surgery on my neck. And now I'm recovered, I'm able to go. And this time once I visit, the church size doubled for the 3 years I didn't visit them.
第三件奇事就是叫神的人叫爱神的人得益处，这是圣经一节说万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，有一个很奇妙的见证。
The third miracle I have witnessed is the testimony of God works for the good of those who love Him.
好，以下我就用一些照片来给大家看一下。
Then I will show you some pictures.
这是我们现在一个长岛教会的。姐妹的父母在上海。
And this is a sister, in my Long Island church's parents, and they live in Shanghai.
她交代我到上海的时候要向她父母传福音。
The sister asked me to tell her parents about gospel when I visit Shanghai.
很可惜就是我不会讲上海话。他们也不太懂这个普通话，所以这沟通不太沟通有一点障碍。
Unfortunately, I I do not know how to speak Shanghainese, and they are not good in Mandarin, and therefore we do have some communication trouble.
但是他们听懂了一句，就是说耶稣爱你，为你们的罪死。
And however, they do catch on one sentence I said, is that Jesus loves you and Jesus died for your sin.
你信他就可以得永生，不至灭亡，得到永生。
And if you accept him, you will have eternal life and will not perish.
下面又是另外一个弟兄的父母坐在我旁边的。
And now this is another set of parents of my Long Island Church brother.
这是在上海的一个聚会的地方。
And this is a meeting place of a Shanghai underground church.
是温州的弟兄来开办的。
And this was founded by the brothers from 温州。
我那个在他们的教会就教三福，然后主日讲主再来的信息。
And I teach them about the way to evangelize, and also on Sunday I gave Sunday message.
这就是在江西永修的一个教会。
And this is a church in 江西。
我三年前去的时候，他们人数只有现在的一半。
And 3 years ago, when I went to that church, they only have half size what they have right now.
聚会的地方也是很简陋，而且很窄小。
They used to meet in a very round-down place with a very narrow space.
我三年后去的时候，他们有一个很好有冷气的一个地下室聚会的地方。
And 3 years after, when I visited them now, they do have a bigger and much more comfortable place with air conditioning in a basement.
人数也增加了一倍。
And they doubled the church size.
在现在我们看的这个画面，就是在江西那个教会一些有带领工作的弟兄。
And now this is a picture with many church leaders there.
我就讲解这个解经的原则给他们听。
And that's the place where I taught expository Bible study.
这是另外一个地方我在讲三福。
And here I taught about evangelism method.
这就是加了一倍的教会，以前只有一半，而且不是这么好。
And now this is a church which doubled its her size.
现在站在讲台讲道的是这个教会的一个执事。
And this is the person who is speaking is the deacon of the church.
他是当地的就是江西省有一个共产党的党校的教官。
And he is the instructor of a communist high school.
不是党校，是专门教
communist party school.
Yeah, 专门教共产党的思想的一个地方。
And, which is a school teaching about the communist teaching.
他信了主，归主以后，他很热心，做了执事。
And now this brother who was an instructor in the Communist Party school, and now he accepted the Lord and became the deacon of the church.
现在大家看见有一个年轻人。
As you can see right now, there is a young man in the center.
在他们的聚会当中，很少有年轻人的。
It's very hard to find young men in the midst of their meeting.
这是在江西的永修。
And this is a meeting is held in 江西。
我离开永修要到安徽的阜阳。
And after that trip, I'm supposed to go to 安徽。
我在他们那边的时候，这个聚会都是很密集的。那么在走之前，我有两个钟头可以休息。
So, the schedule I had with all those churches were very tight. it happened that I may have 2 hours of rest after this particular meeting.
那么刚才那个执事他说张老师你安心休息两个钟头我到时候叫你带你上火车。
So the deacon, I mentioned before, he said to me, say, Teacher Zhang, may you take a rest for 2 hours? So after 2 hours, I will take you to another province.
他刚刚把我的房门关起来，不到一分钟，他又进来了。
And, just about a minute after he said that to me, he closed the door, then he opened the door within a minute again.
他说张老师对不起你只能够休息一个小时。
And he said, Teacher Zhang, excuse me, you may only have 1 hour of rest.
他说、
right、
你讲到吸引了这个年轻人他要带16个朋友来听你再讲一次。
Because what you have said has truly moved that this particular young man, for he will bring another 16 young men to come to you and listen to your lecture later on.
他们从来没有听过耶稣的他们都是高三快要毕业读大学
They have never heard about any story about Jesus They are the senior high school students who are about to graduate from their high school
我就用我的时间尽力把福音设法很简单很扼要的把神的爱讲出来给他们听。
So I try my best to condense the entire gospel into the limited time I have and present the gospel to them about Jesus' love.
感谢主，我学过三福，就是传福音的方法。
And praise the Lord, I have learned the technique about how to condense gospel in a very precise way.
我看两个钟头快到了，早15分钟我就停下来领他们祷告。
And as I watched my watch, I realized the two hours has almost reached the point, and therefore the 15 minutes before the 2 hours, I stopped and asked them whether they want to have a prayer to accept the Lord.
我就说，如果你愿意接受耶稣基督做你的救主和你生命的主宰的话，请你跟着我一起祷告。
So I said to them, if you are willing andconfessed and understand that Jesus Christ could be your Lord and you want to accept him to become your personal savior, please pray after me.
那么我说我祷告的时候我说我你就说你的名字。
And I say when I pray and I use the word I and you will pray and use your own name instead of I.
比如说我说主耶稣我感谢你你说 主耶稣 George 感谢你就这样
For instance, when I say Jesus, I thank you, then you will, if your name is George, you will say, Dear Jesus, George loves you.
我说到最后如果你愿意接受主耶稣的救恩你说我愿意接受主的救恩你就用你的名字George 愿意接受主耶稣的救恩。
Or at the end, saying, I'm willing to accept you as my personal savior. You will say in your name, like for instance, George, wants to accept you as the personal savior.
因为时间的有限，我不能够一个一个的祷告，所以这样祷告以后，我就问他们。刚才你用你的名字来代替我这个字祷告的人，请你举手。
So because of limitation of the time, I couldn't go through them one by one, and therefore after prayer, I asked them, "How many of you have prayed the prayer and using your own personal name for the prayer?"
全部举手。
All of them raised their hand.
感谢主。
And praise the Lord.
那我就站起来，一看时间刚好到，我就要走了。
So, when I watch my, watch, I realize this is the top of the hour. I need to go.
他这个同16个同学里面有两个女生。
And among this, 16 young people, there were two girls there.
有一个女生说张老师我有些问题要问你可不可以回答。
And one of the girls say, Teacher Zhang, I still have some questions. May I ask you?
我一看我没有时间了怎么办
And I look at my watch, I realize I'm running out of the time.
那么这16个学生 不是在礼拜堂，是在一个家庭的客厅里面聚会的。
For the 16 students, we were not meeting in the church building. We were meeting in someone's living room at that time.
那么那个女主人说，张老师，他有问题，你应该回答，因为你走了以后，再没有人可以回答他的问题。
The wife of the household said, Teacher Zhang, you need to stay to answer their question, because once you leave, no one else can answer their questions.
我一听这个话，我很受感动。
And once I heard, I heard about this request, I was truly moved.
我就说好吧。
And I say yes.
我又待了两个小时回答他们的问题。
So I stayed another 2 hours in order to respond to their questions.
那我想这个火车都不知道跑到哪里去了。
Then I could imagine, I couldn't catch my train anymore. I would miss my train.
奇妙的事情就是这个家的女主人。
What the miraculous thing is that the wife of this household,
她的弟弟是那个永修的铁路站的站长。
And the brother of the wife of this household happened to be the station manager of the train station.
他说我已经叫我的弟弟帮你买了这个车票，你不要担心。
And she said to me, say, I have already asked my brother to purchase the ticket for another train for you, so please don't worry about this.
我真的感谢主又多给了我两个小时来为他做工。
And praise the Lord that our Lord grant me 2 more hours to serve him.
那么那个女孩子问我是有关婚姻的问题。
So this girl who asked me question, she asked me about marriage.
幸亏我留下来讲了一些基督徒的婚姻观。
And it is truly a blessing that I was able to stay and tell her about what the Christian perspective regarding to marriage.
好，那么第三个叫爱神的人得益处，就是这个弟兄的见证。
Another testimony I would like to share is about this brother.
在三年前我到这个地方的时候，我遇到他的妻子。
About 3 years ago, I went to this church. I met his wife.
他的妻子是刚刚信主的。
And his wife just accepted the Lord not too long ago.
我在上次在他们的教会就是讲。基督徒的生活准则。
So I taught about what a Christian conduct in their daily behavior as my lesson plan last time when I visited them.
我讲到以弗所书那里说妻子要顺服丈夫。
And when I teach them about how Christians should live, I taught from the book of Ephesians.And saying all the wives should submit your husband.
那么他的妻子就来跟我说，他说张老师，你说的妻子要顺服丈夫，我做到了。
And the wife came to me saying, Teacher Zhang, when you taught us about wives should submit our husbands,I indeed have obeyed and followed.
他说我三年前信主的时候，那个老姐妹就已经告诉我了。
When I accept the Lord 3 years ago, an old sister has already instructed me to obey this command.
他说但是我顺服丈夫到一个地步，我丈夫讲什么都听，他叫我把银行折子给他，我也给了他。
And I listened to obey my husband to a point. I listened to everything he instructed me to do. Even when he asked me to give the entire checking account to him, I turned the checking account to him.
结果我的丈夫把那些钱都吃喝玩乐都花光了，我们交房租都交不出，怎么办
？And then my husband waste away all of our saving, and to a point that we couldn't even pay for the rent. Then how should I do?
他说你现在告诉我们妻子要顺服丈夫，我听起来是对，但是我做出来的有困难怎么办？
And now you are teaching us that we should submit to our husband. And now, even though I feel this is right teaching, however, I find out it's quite troublesome to follow, and I couldn't resolve the consequence.
我一下子被这个问题也难住了，不知道怎么说。
And all of a sudden, I was troubled and perplexed about how to respond to her question.
后来我就说，我说圣经有一句话在罗马书说的，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And then I remember a verse from Bible and say to her,in the book of Romans, that all things work for the good for those who love our Lord.
我说你是真心因为爱主顺服丈夫的话，你一定会得益处，不会受亏损的。
And I say, if you truly do this because you love the Lord, and I truly believe this will all work out good.
有很多人遵行神的旨意，并不见得一定是为了爱主的缘故的。
For many people, they obey the command not for the purpose or not for the motivation of loving the Lord.
所以这节圣经有一个条件，就是叫爱神的人得益处。
For there is a qualification on this verse that all things work for the good for those who love the Lord.
啊。那么爱神，你若是真心爱神而顺服你的丈夫的话，你会得益处，不会受损。
If you truly love the Lord, I believe everything will work out for the good.
这是我三年前跟他说的话。
This is what I said to her 3 years ago.
然后我就加上一句，我说你要好好的为你的丈夫祷告，我也为你的丈夫祷告。
In addition, I said to her, you must pray for your husband.And I will also pray for your husband.
好，那么三年过后，这一次我再去见到她的丈夫。
And 3 years after, now I went again, and now I see her husband.
她妻子不再去香港培训去了。
And his wife wasn't there, for his wife went to Hong Kong to do Christian training.
她的丈夫来，一见到我，我不认识他。我上次没有见到她丈夫，因为上次她丈夫也还没信主。
And this husband came to me, though I did not know him, for he didn't accept the Lord before. I didn't know who he was.
那么他来跟我握手，他说：“张老师，我就是某某人的丈夫。”
And he came to me and greet me and shake my hand, say, "I am so and so's husband."
他信了主以后，他不再吃喝玩乐，他把银行本子再交还给他的妻子。
And what after he accepted the Lord, he no longer wasted the money away, and he turned the authority of checking account back to his wife.
啊，所以真的，他的妻子真的是爱主，所以不但没有受到损害，还得到一个大益处，他的丈夫信了主。
And so, this is truly a miracle that everything worked out for the good for those who love the Lord. For this wife truly loved the Lord. And not only she obeys the command, and now she received a greatest gift that her husband accept the Lord.
那么这次他姓熊，这个熊弟兄就接待我到他家去住。
And this time when I visit the place, this brother, received me into his house.
我也间接得到益处。
And indirectly, I also receive a benefit.
为什么呢？因为我的左膝盖开过刀，也这个我蹲不能蹲得很低。
How so? Because I had a knee surgery on my left leg, and for I couldn't bend my leg low.
在乡下的人家，中国乡下的人家，他们的厕所多数是蹲的。
And as you may understand, when we go to a countryside in China, when you go to the bathroom, you need to squat.
他家的厕所是坐的。
And however, they do have an American style toilet, which I can sit down.
感谢主。
And praise the Lord.
真的不但他得到益处，连我也得到益处。
Not only they receive goodness, I also indirectly receive goodness. Truly, all things work for the good.
大使命是基督徒必须遵守的。
Great commission is and command that all of Christians we must obey and follow.
而这个使命是带着一个至大的祝福。
And there is a blessing. Comes with this command.
我知道你们的教会对这个宣教、对实践大使命也是很用心用力的。
I know this church has a great burden for mission.
所以我知道神的祝福必定在你们中间。
I truly believe the blessing will come upon this church.